Welcome to Land Yap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm here with Doyle Jeter. He is the founder of the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Welcome, Doyle. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Always great to be here.
Well, you've got the trail continuing to grow. Two new markers coming up. But before we get to that, what marker number of musician and landmark are we on?
Well, the marker unveiling this Saturday is our 29th marker.
And this Saturday, you're going to be honoring who?
Jerry Cupid.
Now, Jerry Cupid, a lot of people might know the name from Baskin, Louisiana, but originally made his fame in Nashville.
He did, and anybody recently who has watched the wonderful documentary on Netflix with Lainey Wilson, it's like an hour and a half long documentary, she speaks in detail about Jerry and his influence on her career.
Tell me a little bit about his life in Baskin and then his journey to Nashville.
Well, basically, you know, he did the Basics in Baskin, good album title. But he played with everybody you could imagine down there, all the key characters we talk about every time, like, Gene King and folks like that. Played on the old jamborees early on, you know, and people like James Burton came through, Joe Osborne, Pudler Harris, all people that we're, you know, we're working with on marker, future markers. But he left Baskin fairly early on and moved up to Nashville, started working for a recording studio, and ended up opening his own recording studio, well-known recording studio in Nashville, where he did early recordings with, for example, George Jones, Tim McGraw, Hank Williams Jr., Ken Mellons, Johnny Cash he worked with, John Anderson, which is my favorite because LaVon Helm played drums with him in the studio, and, of course, Lainey Wilson.
And he made his fame there in the recording studio but was a pretty good artist in his own right.
He did. He had several records out. I'm just reading into it, but I think he enjoyed promoting other people, which is, I guess he was a true artist in that respect. But he was also an actor. He was in a couple of movies, one with Johnny Cash, one with Willie Nelson, kind of a Renaissance guy. He was an inventor. I saw you look at that on the list. He was the inventor of the guitar that folds up into itself that you can carry around.
So travel guitar that folds up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. James Burton came into Enoch's once many years ago in Shreveport and said, "You want to see something cool?" And I went, "Sure." And he opened up this little briefcase and unfolded it. It was a guitar. And it was still in tune was the weird part.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Yeah. You're going to be placing a marker to honor Jerry Cupid this Saturday. What time are you getting together and where?
It'll be noon in Baskin, and it's real easy to find the location. It's right next to Lainey Wilson's marker at the town gazebo.
So right there in downtown Baskin, you can't miss it.
You can't miss it, and it's just such a wonderful group of people to work with down there, Mayor Curtis and everybody, and Jerry's sister, Glenda. It's just been a real joy. And kudos to Lainey Wilson. Lainey sponsored the marker. So.
And this is also going to have a little musical event going with it.
Ken Mellons, who was one of the main artists with Jerry Cupid's studio and had quite a few big hits back in the day, he's coming in from Nashville. He's all excited, and he's going to play a few tunes.
Well, there's another marker coming up. Right after you do one, you're always have another one lined up.
We're crazy.
Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick.
Right.
And this is going to be coming up. Another North Louisiana guy who did very well.
Well, you know, if very well in the folk circle, folk music circles, as far as recordings go, there's Bob Dylan and then there's everybody else, basically, in folk music, it seems. Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick, I honestly had vaguely heard his name and didn't even know why. And his lovely granddaughter, Funyana Salisbury, her and her husband, Rick, approached me and said, what would it take to get a marker for my grandfather? Funyana said, and I said, well, who is he? Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick. Tell me a little bit about him. And she said, well, he recorded with Pete Seeger back in the 50s and 60s. And I went, that's enough for me. We're going to do a marker because Pete's always been a hero of mine.
So he was, Kirkpatrick involved a lot in the civil rights movement.
Well, that, again, vaguely familiar with the name, I had attended an unveiling for a marker in Jonesboro on the civil rights trail dedicated to the Deacons of Defense. And Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick was co-founder of that movement. And it was an organization that him and another gentleman put together initially that basically was for protection of African Americans who were not being not able to vote, who were harassed, beat up, and more. And they said, we've had enough of this. So they formed an armed group of people in late 50s who just said, that's it. We've had enough, and we're going to protect our people's rights to do what they have been given. And chapters were formed in Chicago, Alabama, most notably Bogalusa, Louisiana. But his music was always came into the forefront with this. He ended up through the Deacons of Defense and other programs that he established. He ended up working with Martin Luther King. It was a Southern Christian Leadership Conference with CORE and a lot of other folks. CORE was the Congress of Racial Equality. So a lot of his music, as with folk music in general, was about protesting, about equality. You know, folk tunes, like Woody Guthrie said, making music for folks.
And he was from Hainesville, grew up in Jonesboro, and then went to Grambling.
He did, and what a varied life. He became a high school basketball instructor in Jonesboro while he was, after he graduated from Grambling, by the way. That's the connection there. And he cut hair to make it by. But he, he went on to coach state champions in basketball.
When is the marker to Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick going to be
that
unveiled?
Marker is going to be unveiled on Saturday, June 13th, in conjunction with Juneteenth celebrations over there. It's going to be at Grambling City Park, right next to the big lake at the pavilion. And there's going to be a whole lot of special guests that are going to be there for it.
You can find out more about these events by following your Facebook page, right?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Just type it in and hit search. We have another organization, HMDB, Historical Marker Database, which is international. And you can go there, type in our name, and you can find maps and photographs, the text that's on the markers, all kind of great information.
Doyle Jeter, Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. Again, the markers coming up for Jerry Cupid and Frederick Douglass Kirkpatrick. Find out more at our website, kedm.org.
Thank you.